Heart of the Matter is brought to you by Dundalk Christian Counselling Centre. This free counselling service is situated at Dundalk Baptist Centre on RTE Terrace. You can contact us in complete confidence on 932 7094 or email us at christiancounselling@aircom.net. You can also visit our website at dundalkbaptistchurch.org/counselling.
Hello and welcome to Heart of the Matter on Dundalk FM 97.7. My name is Michael and we amazingly have a full house tonight. This has been a long time since both Kevin and Stephen have been here. We've all been here together. How are you guys doing?
Very well, thanks, Michael.
Enjoying the good weather?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we need in this country is good warm weather.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like an Irish summer where we have warm rain.
That's right. That's right. But I hear it's coming. I hear it's coming though.
Unfortunately, yes, I think it is.
So, Kevin, why don't you tell everybody what we're going to be doing today?
Well, today, Michael, is a very special occasion for Heart of the Matter. It's our 14th anniversary. In 2005, we started broadcasting this show.
And so you were like a 10 at the time, right?
I wish.
Knee high to a grasshopper.
That's right.
So, yes, we've been broadcasting now for 14 years every Monday evening. I think it's been the same slot, Stephen, every Monday evening.
Yep, 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock every Monday evening here on Heart of the Matter. So we're so blessed to have this opportunity. And we have a very special guest in studio with us tonight. Marinus. How are you doing, Marinus?
Hello.
Marinus was probably the inspiration for the show, but we're going to talk a little bit more to Marinus after our first song, which is chosen by Marinus. So what's the first song there, Michael?
The first song for tonight is Your Grace is Enough by Chris Tomlin.
Your faithfulness, oh God. You wrestle with the sinner's heart. You lead us by still waters into mercy. And nothing can keep us apart.
Well, as I've said, today is the 14th anniversary of our show. We broadcast our first show, I believe it was the 13th of July, 2005. But a few months before that, Stephen, you'll remember this. We were in Neil McCarthy's house in Clontigora Court, and a certain young man walked into the room in a Bible study and said to us, "You guys all should be down at the radio station training to do a radio show." Do you remember that, Marina?
Yeah.
I think that was called the direct approach, Marina.
Yeah. So we rang the radio station and we said, we'd like to train to do a radio show. And they graciously accepted us, yourself, Stephen, and Neil did the training.
We did, and we trained. I was just talking to Alan, the station manager, before this, and he reminded me that we trained the same time as most of the guys who do the football.
That's right.
It was a great year that year.
Two great shows and two long-running shows were started that year on the radio. That was when we first started our radio show here on Heart of the Matter, and we started. Remember, Stephen, we started off and we decided we were going to do a recorded show.
We did. It took us about a week to put the recorded show together.
A week for an hour. Like, I mean, it was okay. We were green enough. We had learned all the techniques, but we spent, myself and Neil spent, I think we spent 15 hours editing an hour long show. We were taking out every little mistake, every little pop and wheeze and everything. It was like,
as far as I know, there was only ever one pre-recorded show from Dundalk. We do record all the shows, of course, because all the shows are recorded, so they can always be brought back in.
That's good.
But this was the only one we thought it would be a great idea to record it before, and it would be so much easier than doing it live.
And then we realised, no, the editing is the hardest work. So if we record a show now, we do it as live, and then we just leave it as it is. We don't bother touching it up. But that was the thing, though. Marinus, we had gotten to know you over the years, because we met probably a long time before that, but probably about 2000, wasn't it? You'd come along to the church and a few Bible studies that we were running. I think it was in Rockfield Court. And Clontigore
Court. With Neil as well.
With Neil, that's right. Yourself and Neil would come along as well. So, I mean, that was kind of where we first got in contact and became good friends that were able to spend time together. And so what was it like for you growing up around Dundalk, here in Dundalk?
It was good. It was to go to a church that I knew had sound doctrine.
Yeah, exactly. Because it wasn't easy finding that kind of church with sound doctrine.
There was a few churches. I went to one and I didn't like it.
Yeah. I think I went to the same one myself. But
Grace Fellowship.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't like the way they were doing it.
No, and they had a lot of issues, and they've closed as well in recent times. But we, you know, in terms of growing up in Dundalk, getting in contact with Christians. Did you experience any sort of difficulties with that, or were you accepted pretty much?
I was still young and learning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that was the...
That's okay, Marius. I'm old and learning.
That's good.
and that's the thing, isn't it? That if we're open to new ideas and learning and as we go along, We can enjoy fellowship with people who are on the same path, and I think that was one of the things, Stephen, we wanted to get across in the show, wasn't it? That we weren't simply saying this is
we weren't telling people what to do.
No, we weren't telling people what to do. We're saying check it out for yourself. We always said check it out for yourself. Check out the scripture.
And it's important that whether you're a young believer starting off, even if a person isn't a believer yet, that they realise we're not giving them our opinions, or as you say, telling them what to do. We're saying here's what God says in His Word, and now it's between you and your conscience and God what you do with this.
Well, the Bible is the truth, so you can't go wrong with that.
That's very true, Marinus, exactly. And, you know, that's one of the things we've always striven to do on the show here, was to make the Bible the central part of the show, and to bring the gospel in every show, to explain the truth of the word, to the people who are listening. So when we come back after our next song, we're going to have a look at this, at a particular passage that Marinus has chosen.
Maybe you could tell us what is it, if people want to bring it up so they'll have it ready before we come back.
Yeah, so if you want to have follow along in your Bibles, it's Philippians chapter 4 and the end of the chapter and the end, indeed the end of the letter. That we're going to be looking at just in a few moments after our next song, which is what, Michael?
10,000 Reasons by Matt Redman.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. His holy name.
your holy name. Sing like never.
As I said before, we had that song from Matt Redman, 10,000 Reasons. We've always striven to have the Bible front and centre on this radio show, and so tonight is no exception. We're going to read from Philippians chapter 4, verses 10 to the end of the chapter. So if you have a Bible, you can read along. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again, though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you have done well that you shared in my distress. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent aid once and again for my necessities. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. Indeed, I have all and abound. I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the thing sent from you, a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be glory for ever and ever. Amen. Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren who are with me greet you. All the saints greet you, but especially those who are of Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And that's reading from Philippians chapter 4. And as we read this particular passage, we can see that Paul has a great love for the Philippian brethren. He is commending them once and again for their empathy with him, for their provision for him, and for their love toward him in giving toward his needs, as he has been preaching the gospel in Asia and around the Roman Empire. He says that he is rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again. So once again, the Philippian Christians have come to Paul's aid, and he is thoroughly blessed by the fact that they are surely did care for him. And the only reason that they weren't helping him was because they didn't have the opportunity. But every time they have opportunity, they seek to help him out, and he's very grateful for that. And so, but he's also stressing the fact that he doesn't feel that he is losing out when he is in when he suffers need, nor does he feel that he has accomplished things when he is abounding in wealth. Neither of the things faze him in any way, only that the gospel would be preached and that he would be able to live in Christ Jesus. So he says, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. And so that's so important, isn't it, Michael, as we read this passage, that Paul's attitude to wealth and riches and need and poverty are both the same.
Yeah, and you know, it's just as you go on into verse 13, when he says, "I can do, you know, all this through Him who gives me strength." I mean, sometimes that gets quoted as if you can just do anything you want to, you know, if you do it in Jesus' name. Well, that's, you know, obviously not going to work. You can tell yourself you're going to fly if you jump off a cliff all you want, but you know, gravity will prove otherwise. Yeah. But you know, what is he talking about? Well, he's showing that whether he has lived in need or having plenty, in every situation, whether he's been full or whether he's hungry, in all of those circumstances, he can get through it all. He can endure, especially the hardships, because of the strength that he has in Christ.
Yeah, and that's so important, isn't it? Because he says, nevertheless, you have done well that you shared in my distress. Even though he has the strength to endure the difficulties he's going through, he also commends the Philippians for their caring for him, for their helping him out, for their provision for him, and all of those things. And it's one of the functions of the church, isn't it? That, you know, we are in fellowship together, blessing one another and helping one another when we're in need, and when we are abased or when we are abound.
Yeah, and we don't often think about it like this, but I mean, the Bible speaks of believers as a priesthood. So we often talk about the priesthood of all believers, that there's not a separate class of people who are priests, but anybody who believes in Christ is themselves a priest. And so when you look particularly at verse 18 there, you know, he says they are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice pleasing to God. I mean, he's talking about these gifts that the church has put up on his behalf and for him to supply his needs. And he says, yes, this is the offering that you do as a priesthood of all believers, having been united to Christ, the high priest. And it is pleasing to God. I mean, this is what the church does to help those who are in need. But here, particularly Paul, as he's traveling around and preaching the gospel.
And it's so important to stress, isn't it, though, that particular ability to meet others' needs is unique to the Church of God, because we are a community of believers who have been brought together by the Holy Spirit to enable us to meet each other's needs and to help one another in every aspect of our lives together.
Yeah, and Paul goes on to say there in 19, you know, that what you have is really not ultimately yours. He says, my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ. I mean, ultimately, he roots all of this in the fact that Christ himself is the one from whom all of this comes. And so, you know, in all of this, in their gifts that they sent to him, he gives God the glory because he sees it as coming ultimately from God through Christ, through the church, who is representative of Christ on earth here.
Yeah, and then there's that beautiful transition from this wonderful description of God supplying all our needs and all the fact that God is gets all the glory and all the praise. And then he says in verse 21, greet every saint in Christ Jesus, the brethren who are with me greet you. So it's the outpouring of that blessing is in bringing the greetings of in his greetings to all the saints and all the community of God in Philippi.
Well, we are going to go to our ad break, but we'll be right back after this, and we'll talk more with Marinus and look more at Philippians chapter 4.